Okay, this is November 2nd, 2016, a courtroom observer
Going
conference
back.
call. And so I listened to the Monday night call, and it almost sound, I mean, I know we heard that the Bundys got off of the refuge, but the Ahman and Cliven are still in jail for the standoff at their ranch. And so one of the things I saw, Jan from National Liberty Alliance, he sent out a thing of these two women, and one of them was some kind of journalist on YouTube or whatever, and she was interviewing this woman from the Southern Poverty Law Center, who was just acting like, oh, this is really a bad sign for justice, and she said, oh, and that's that jury nullification thing, she said.
They're as bad as the Anti-Defamation League, that's a cover-up for the Zionists. I mean,
right, exactly. So it was really, they're really mad about this thing. But I really, I know last week, we were told that we had given up on doing paperwork for the Bundy thing because we couldn't get the affidavits or something. And the week before that, we had had a leadership meeting about what we were going to do next. And I listened to the Monday night call this Monday, but not the Monday before. And so this Monday, somebody got on about the pipeline in North Dakota. And John said he was going to take that on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I said announce it that
Hello?
I'm sorry. I just had to mute somebody talking in the background. Anyway, so John is going to take on the pipeline, the people, because it's they're not supposed to be trespassing on their property or anybody's property. And I'm really happy about this because we're fighting a pipeline here. They seem like they're trying to put pipelines everywhere. And, they're trying to bulldoze apart pipeline around here, too. And it would totally ruin our water.
Oh, my.
There's multiple reasons for them doing these things.
Right, I know.
Causing the ruckus right now, to divert from media cycles. There's like multiple reasons. And Fabian Boy himself, the Manchurian candidate there in Washington, starts to talk today. Oh, we're examining, and yeah, that's unfortunate. People are getting their heads beat in, okay? And just acting all blasé. Well, we're thinking about a plan to possibly move it around. Like, they've already diverted it once from the NIMBYs, the people who didn't want it in their own backyard, but too myopic to realize it's still going to poison their water, A.
Right.
And B, the jerks never do their complete environmental or archaeological studies, so they should have been blocked 100% wholesale. And, you couldn't pull from multiple agencies and in black costumes, looking like mercenaries, not wearing identification, from multiple states and Blackwater to do this without government.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. That's the same.
I don't want to make a big deal on this call because it's recorded, but I will say this much. It's becoming common knowledge. The CIA does very little or anything for the United States.
Well, I get that.
And about half of the FBI might be good. That's all I'm going to say.
What? What did you say? What was the last one, Barley?
That the CIA is pretty much 100% creation of the British. It goes right back. It's a sister agency of the Mossad.
Okay.
I don't want to go deeper on a recorded call, but find me on Facebook, find some truthers on Facebook, you'll find the whole litany.
Oh, God.
Yeah, okay.
Harley, is that your dog?
Yeah.
He has something to say, it sounds like.
Up there.
Anyway, so Carl isn't going to be doing.
Yeah.
Carl isn't going to be doing these calls anymore. So I just wanted to find out if anybody has anything they want to add to the conversation. Is there any trials coming up? Any people you're helping? Any insight?
Well, one insight to kind of stay with the pipeline, you know, there's an unfortunate misunderstanding between the pipeline protesters and what really happened in Oregon. And I say it's truly unfortunate, and I'm trying to break through it. A lot of people are trying to break through the understanding piece because they're experiencing the same thing of being infiltrated.
Right.
They've got people causing violence, okay? But they need to trust those who've gone before them and who are understanding our only lifeline is our constitutional law and how to use that in the court with affidavits and due process and whatnot is, I think, their biggest battle right now, besides staying nonviolent, which they have to keep kicking people out. The infiltrators and the shenanigans have been epic.
I know. Even the jury for the Bundys, the jury found out that there was an FBI mole in the jury, and they threw him out.
And what's so obvious about that is that the defense tried to get him excluded, but was stuck with him because of they loaded him on, you know. But besides that, there were witnesses. They still don't know the identification of that were infiltrated, and there's somewhere between like 7 and 18, right? I mean, that's just how it goes when you're dealing with the government hates you and doesn't want you to succeed and feels really threatened by you. And so they're keeping it out of mainstream media, the pipeline pretty much, but it's sailing around the world at lightning speed on social media.
Right, I know.
But anyway, back to constructively helping, you know, now we got my thing under more control. My girlfriend's really concerned about it and is going to help some people with affidavits out there. Is talking to people to try to get them, you know, groomed, their stories, get them right and get them down and get them notarized and, you know, because sometimes all you can do is properly document the train wreck.
Right, exactly.
Then a little update on my thing. I went to a jury day. They have like the first Tuesday of every month in Bennington County Court.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned in a motion for dismissal that I agonized way too much over it, procrastinated, then crammed and everything else. But I think I did a pretty wise thing, and I was talking to the guys about, you know, how heavily to load it, because we know sometimes more is not more. Less is more. Elegance, you know. So I basically put in a report about the lawyer that threw me over into bankruptcies and I think is guilty of malpractice and outright deception, and then kind of, you know, went through the other evidence I thought that they could possibly even have and destroyed that in about, you know, 3 bullet points. And I think the prosecutor was relieved when I handed it to him yesterday because I told him he didn't have a bill of particulars, you know, the last time. He shook his head and he's like, just whatever. Whatever you want to do, because the judge wanted me to put in motions to dismiss and stuff. Yeah, that's their worst day of the month, is when they have to pick juries, and it's all about scheduling.
Right.
Right? You listen to them going back and forth, I'm not available on that day. Well, who wants the ninth? Nobody wanted the ninth.
Right, the day after the so-called, if it's going to even happen, election.
Just squirming, you know. It's their worst day of the month, and I could make it the worst day of their year because nobody goes pro se in there. you know, and nobody especially chooses jurors as a pro se, right? And if they force me into it, I'm going to drag them backwards through a knothole, you know?
Right.
They were pretty egregious to us and people who know my story. Disabled farmer gets, you know, kidnapped on the road, deception, headed to see his sheriff, and then they already had all the bulldozers and they ruined a brand new 2,000 square foot greenhouse and yurt and everything. It's just disgraceful. Assaulted me. So anyway, that's my saga. I'm looking to gain experience. Hopefully I can help other people.
Yeah. Right. Well, they on the Monday night call, the woman that called in said that, you know, they hired the police and the sheriffs to go in and get the mess with the protesters. So I don't know all the stuff that's been going on.
Oh, it's way beyond that here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're really mad at the various sheriffs. That's what we've been doing is we've been doxing them. We've been putting their numbers and everything out there to say, look, if you want to chain of responsibility, you've got these banks are, you know, financing it. That's the Indians themselves or natives themselves are saying, you know, hey, take your money out of these banks. It's the least you can do. Okay. But you've got a whole juggernaut here and a whole chain of responsibility or irresponsibility and flunkies, you know, and the governors are implicated and they've dragged, you know, because sometimes the local sheriffs couldn't afford, apparently, to send their people out. It's not in their budget. So if they're going to pay somebody, they're not going to pay the sheriffs. They're paying, you know, ex-Blackwater people.
Right.
And, you know, other police departments, which we know what police departments are all about. They're always headed by, what, a Mason. Right? These are all controlled by the Jesuits. Give me a break. So, you know, and then there's, you know, Wooden Boy up there just saying, oh, it's unfortunate, I can't do anything. It's totally their agenda. So it's disgusting, and, you know, you shed light on it, and the cockroaches will run, but it's a good time when they're already in. Harry Reid is a mess. He's out there going to call other people names and say Comey might be crooked and this and that, you know, and yeah, the documents are out on him. 10 years ago, he stole $1.1 million of property that wasn't his. It was in USA Today, 2006. So you know, these are the characters you're dealing with.
Right, he's the main one on the Bundy Ranch.
Exactly, and Leo Stratton and those guys have all the evidence. That's why I've been trying to feed that evidence to John. I mean, they have definite connections of the Iron Triangle, where the judicial system, the governors, and the you know, and the corporations all work together to box in these poor ranchers and steal their stuff. And I'm like, if that's not enough to act on, John, I don't know what is. So I'm a little disgusted, but I got to step back and say, I know there's a bigger plan. You know, you got to do something, but, you know, I think it's pretty good cover, whatever's going on now, to do something bold. You know, they don't have the bandwidth to mess with us. They're on the defensive. Cabal's coming down.
That's true.
But as a practical matter, you know, we could, if they get in touch with us, we're outreaching, you know, we could do them a lot of good.
So if we take on that, the pipeline stuff too. It's just that I think it's really hard with all the infiltration and all the confusion, confusing and conflicting, you know, reports or people just, you know, giving false information to people. Everybody gets confused and they don't, you know, stick with one thing.
Yeah, and to go along with that, Laura, it's a shocking to me, absolutely shocking, to know how many people are with them, so to speak. You know that
not that many.
Oh, I don't know. I oh no. I
you mean are you with when you say with them? You mean with the cabal?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Usually it's food chain issue, if not just an information issue, if you follow me.
Yeah.
Like, your doctor and your professor are on their payroll. They're controlled by their grants. They're in a little box, and what they're allowed to prescribe by the numbers and what they're allowed to teach by the numbers.
Yeah.
And they're isolating whole science departments, and they've owned them for years. And we're just lied to up one side and down the other. And these are empathy-free individuals. A lot of them have been abused and mind-controlled on a really heavy level.
Right,
groomed
exactly.
To rule and to not give a crap. And everything coming out of their mouth is a Fabian inversion of the truth.
I know. Nurse that was talking about being in, this was years and years ago, she was talking about being, she was in nursing school, and she observed this weird thing with kids. They had, they did these weird, this exercise where they wanted to see how the kids would react in this room, and I don't remember how many kids were in it. And so they had an animal that in a cage that didn't have water, didn't have food, but didn't have any water. And, God, I wish I could say this right, but it had to do with these certain group of kids were going crazy trying to figure out how to save the animal. I forgot what the scenario was exactly, but it was going to die if it didn't get water in a certain amount of time, and they were racking their brains trying to figure out. And then the other group, the middle group, looked for a while of how to save the animal, and then they gave up. But the first group was just frantic, still going after it, trying to figure out how to save the animal. And the third group was standing around waiting for it to die, because that's what they wanted to see. And whoever was conducting it, the nurse said was that the ones that were watching it ready to die, and that's what they were looking for, they ended up being CEOs of big corporations. I know, it was really weird.
Oh, that's mild. I mean, that's really mild considering the stuff. You know, you think about Pavlov's dog.
Yeah.
All right, people know about that, but they didn't teach you about Skinner and these people in psychology that were just doing completely inhumane, cruel, disgusting things to kids.
Well, yeah, I know what you're talking about too, because
about, you know, and yeah. And so again, you got to know who you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
but I think that's what the test was, to see who was who, you know.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Because they've had us all, like, I'm 65, and they've had us. I can remember in second grade when my parents told me that I had been identified as such and so. You know what I mean? They had us, like, that was back in 1959. They had us identified as to what role we were going to play for them.
Yeah.
That was,
you know,
interesting.
And I didn't want to do it, and my parents didn't make me. They let me be a kid.
No, if you're really brilliant and gifted, we know what, you know, could be your fate if they really want you. You know, and I think to use this Myers-Briggs and other things, and they record it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They've
got a
record file on every one of us. They know exactly where they'd like us to be, you know, and what they would offer us if we'll cooperate, you know?
Yeah, and our IQs. Yeah, our IQs have been tracked since we were that big, too, since we could take a test.
But, you know, back to the practice matter of how do we help people in court. I mean, it's only the reason I really care about this is how do we go forward in light of you guys have all heard that the soft coup in the FBI took place yesterday and was announced.
It was what?
It was announced pretty much by one of the guys in the group.
Okay.
It's all over Facebook.
You mean that the Clinton Foundation was trying to take over the White House and they stopped them? Is that what you're talking about?
Trying to take over the whole government. We know they've got the White House, for frig's sakes. What I'm saying is these guys have been tracking them, working with Assange, and they finally came out officially.
Right, yes, yes. I know what you're talking about.
All about Wiener, having those emails relating to everybody riding Lolita Express, including
Uma, right. Hillary, and a little girl.
So that happened, and it feels like a tipping point. You know, that's all I will say.
That's
and
what
I
think.
Your whistleblowers are going to increase. Your defections are going to increase. You know what I mean? The totally Fabian media is going to start to find out where their bread is buttered, and it's disgusting, turnarounds, because they have no principles.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to go to prison. Sorry about
that.
Speech. Freedom of speech, the First Amendment. That's why they're going to prison.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, and we've got to preserve it.
Better believe it.
Oh, man. Well, I've printed out something like 2 or 3 years ago that talked about the FBI whistleblowers, that they were trying to blow the whistle back then on just different little stuff. And, boy, I guess they nailed them right quick when anybody in the FBI, even though they had all that legislation, I think, in the 90s, where they were protected when they wanted to blow the whistle, no. The FBI whistleblowers, I printed it out so I'd have a hard copy of it. They were just taken down immediately. And that John Dodson that wrote The Unarmed Truth about the Fast and Furious scandal, he's the one who broke the scandal after Brian Terry got murdered. John Dodson, when he blew the whistle on Fast and Furious, that was like, I don't know how many agencies were involved in that. And as it ends up, John Dodson was the only person who stood up. Even when the congressional hearing started, nobody would come forward from those agencies. I think finally one of his best friends came forward, and then maybe a third person at the end, but only 3 out of how many 100,000 people. We don't even know how many people are working for those agencies,
Yeah.
So there's a lot of them.
Well, like John says, you can only do what's in front of you. And what I see as a technician, I'm trying to, because I'm greedy for information. I just love to just surf and keep going and go and learning the history and everything else. I'm trying to discipline myself to learn what are the practical steps. And I think when we find out a chain of custody, and I really advise you guys to look at the Leo Stratton stuff on YouTube and listen to this litany of evidence they have. And he holds up the papers in particular, and it leads directly to land grabbing. Corporate thievery connected with the government, connected with the larger plan, but let's track down, especially while they're vulnerable and they're on the edge and they're really running, we've got to get some of the stragglers, and drag them down to the ground with this stuff and pin them down in court and say, look, you're connected with this person, it's a huge conflict of interest, you're a judge, you're getting paid out the back door, whatever it is, right? And there's loads of those things. But we get a certain person who's been damaged on the pipeline protests on their own native land. Like John says, they don't have a right to trespass there. They have injunctions, but they just go with impunity. They're just fast and furious.
The first person who ever smoked marijuana, the Chinese Empire, or Chinese Emperor...
He's real clear, well-spoken, Leo Stratton. He used to go by Laszlo or something like that. That's what John knew him from, because he finally realized who I was talking about.
Okay,
a lot of evidence
you.
On the boy murder,
Thank you. Well, does anybody have anything else to report?
I want to ask Harley something.
Okay.
Harley, if can I call you sometime for about 10 minutes and have you tell me what you know about the Masons?
Oh, sure. Do you use Skype?
No, I don't. I'm untechy.
No, it's fine.
I've got some numbers for you that are listed in the NLA directory. But I just would like to know what you know, because my dad was a Mason, but he was low level and he didn't participate. I think he finally figured out what was going on, at least partially, and then he. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But the point is that I really was kind of steeped in the way that they train their family. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, just to trust everybody, blah blah, all that. And I just, it's been really I'd just like to know what you know, because I'm kind of tying it in now with the fake Israel stuff, not the real Israel. But like the, I forget what they call Mossad and what they're all doing. And it's just, I'd just like to get somebody who's studied it to just take 5 or 10 minutes and just unload everything they know into my ear and my brain, so I can put the pieces together.
Yeah, no problem. You can give me a call. Right after this, I think I'm going to see if there's anybody on that other Wednesday call.
Well, that was weird that line was open, but nobody was on there.
Yeah. Yeah,
last
that's
week?
We talked last.
Yeah.
Last week, Decker Apple wasn't on there?
There
yeah.
was nobody on when we got on at like 9:45 or something.
And so we should have gotten the thing that says we are waiting for the moderator to arrive. But Harley was already on there, and I said, it's Jan from Kansas. And Harley goes, it's me, and we're the only ones here. Well, it wasn't, because Roseanne was on too, but she didn't say anything. She called me the next day and said she'd been on with us. But that was weird.
Those guys in the NSA, because, you know, I'm an old school geek. I've been doing this since it was part of my degree in college. Media before YouTube even existed, and so I know everybody's reading my email. I know that they've recorded every phone call that's ever been made, you know, way back. So there's no thing as privacy in electronics.
Yeah, we used to be able to hear little clicks when they were listening to you, and now you can't. I don't know.
Oh, I could when they were doing that to my mom and me.
Yeah, we'd hear the
clicking, and I went to Radio Shack and asked them something about electronics, and they go, well, that's kind of a sign that they might be, you know, tapping in. So anyway. And then when I'd start praying, they'd cut us off.
Well, that's what happens more than anything when they find somebody they want to target. You know, they shut down a lot of live, talk show streams and things if people are out there truthing and stuff. And you roll with it. You start to expect it, you know. Knock on wood, I've been fairly lucky, but... you know, the real hot guys and gals that get targeted. At any rate, feel free. You know, the number there, it's published, so you'll be able to get.
Well, when Laura takes us off, you said you're going to call Decker Apple. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, I've got that number here in front of me.
Well, why don't we, it doesn't sound like we have anything really to report tonight, so except for, you know, a very interesting conversation. So I'm going to, we can shut down early and go over to the other phone call.
Yeah, committees of safety oriented stuff.
Okay,
there.
I'm gonna stop the recording then.